The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You do want someone that's going to be prioritizing you. You do want a healthy relationship. But you have no idea how to get that because you can't even sit with yourself long enough. You're not even that interesting to you. Yet you want someone to be invested in you forever. How does that make any sense? Looks like we have a lot of self-reflection to do.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, my angels. How is everyone feeling? For those of you that are tuning in and watching, do we like the look? I feel like it's giving old money with the earrings, the glasses. It's just giving studious, but very elevated. And I'm actually living for it. I hope you guys are having an amazing morning or day wherever you are. Maybe you're listening to this after work. I don't know, but thank you for tuning in and thank you so much for all the support. How are we feeling so far with the two visual episodes a week? And I think I asked you guys last episode to let me know if you guys want me to start doing more YouTube lives so I can interact with you guys in real time. And to make sure, if you have the option, I don't know if this is still an option on YouTube where you can hype a video up, because the engagement definitely goes a long way and we want to get back into the algorithm, especially since I do feel that long form content needs to come back regardless of whether it does or not. I like long form content and I would like to continue to do long form content. So just make sure that you're sharing this, engaging with it if you're watching it, or rating the podcast if you're just listening on audio. So today's episode is going to be talking about dating and patterns. So your dating patterns are just your self-concept on display, right? A lot of the times people tend to feel like, oh, I'm just unlucky in love. I keep attracting the same case with a different face. But it's not even necessarily that your dating life is unlucky. It's more that it's actually familiar to you. So if you keep attracting the same type of person, like I said, different face, but the same behavior, this episode should actually change how you're going to date forever, because your dating patterns are not just random. They are actually a reflection of your self-concept. What actually is a self-concept? Well, your self-concept is what you believe you deserve, what you tolerate, which shows you what you believe you deserve, and also what feels normal to you. So it's not what you say that you want, it's what you unconsciously actually accept. Think about that. So dating actually exposes your self-concept faster than anything else. Yeah. We all have the friends that talk about, oh yeah, girl, I would not tolerate this. There was this girl that I once knew. We are absolutely positively not friends. And I remember she was always a very argumentative person. And I guess at the time when we were friends, I sort of chalked it up to, oh, she's just a very honest person. Like, that's why she's always being like very like outspoken and argumentative. Like, I actually had no problem with her being like that, even though we were never super close. We were never super close, but she was someone that was in my friend group. And next thing I know, she ended up in a relationship that the guy was not really respecting her in that aspect. And all of a sudden she became a mute. She became basically this person's shadow. She became the person that she was trying to clock all of our other friends for being, talking about what she would never accept. And it's crazy that someone would accept this from a guy and all these different things. Meanwhile, she ended up, you know, settling with somebody that didn't even really respect her in any capacity, which then showed me, oh, so you were really just all talk. You say you wanted all these different things, but when it comes to actually putting your money where your mouth is, you're just really all bark and no bite. And that's the thing. I want this to deeply resonate with you. Dating exposes your self-concept faster than anything else. It's going to really show everyone in the room what you genuinely feel like you deserve. Yeah, because how you're being treated absolutely matters. So you don't attract better partners by working harder. Let's really remove that concept right now. Proving constantly, I'm sorry, that's just how you'll forever, one, that's how you realize you have a controlling problem. If you're okay with, being in control of every single dynamic and having to prove this and prove that, you know that's not really what you want. But you're so used to having to do that. Well, what's it to you? But you actually attract better partners by becoming clearer, safer, and more regulated within yourself. The problem is not many people want to do enough of the self-work. They just want to patch it up and hope that someone else accepts them. It's another way of you distracting yourself from yourself. You don't want to sit with yourself. So you're moving on to the next thing. You involve and enmesh yourself into that person's world. And that's what your life then becomes. So once again, you are not facing yourself. And in healthy dynamics, I will just say this, a lot of your qualities are actually mirrored back to you, both negative and positive. So why are we drawn to the wrong people? Well, firstly, let's talk about why emotionally unavailable people may feel exciting to us. It's not chemistry. It's called dopamine, all right? The chase, the unpredictability, the validation in, oh, I came up with this plan in my head and ooh, it actually worked, all right? He texted me twice this week instead of only texting me on Instagram. Yay, I think he's starting to like me. Oh, there's a part of you that we've all been there. Okay. You just feel like the more I prove, you know, and earn this guy's affection, I'm proving to myself I'm worthy and I'm worthy to him. And me being worthy to him means that I really am worthy. And of course, you're not thinking of it in that way, but that's what you're subconsciously actually validating in your own head. You say you want this, but in order to get that, you're going to have to become not only a version of yourself that is going to get that, but you're also going to have to say no to a lot of the things that you used to say yes to. That's just the reality of the situation. And many of us have an issue with saying no to certain things because we don't want to start over, because we don't want to have to think about, oh my gosh, like, man, I really like this guy. And because this dynamic walking away from me means I lost. It means I didn't get the guy. Because why? That is viewing that relationship and being in a relationship period as, well, that's the ultimate prize here. I won. I must get exactly what it is that I want. And you'll do nothing to stop that from happening. And you will stop at nothing until that happens. So consistency will feel boring when your nervous system is used to chaos. I mean, are we good? Because you even see this happen all the time in friendships. If you don't hear back from your friends for like a little bit, you're wondering, oh my gosh, like, is everything okay? Are we good? Is it me? Like, you start to have all of these thoughts in your mind. So when something is peaceful and uneventful, you're feeling like something's actually wrong because it's a little too quiet. So obviously, if peace feels unfamiliar, then that would mean that safety feels suspicious. What's going on here? Am I sabotaging it? Am I overthinking it? And in turn, what the hilarious part is you are sabotaging the good, but you feed into the negative because calm feels like it's off to you. But familiar does not mean healthy. It doesn't. And until your self-concept changes, your attraction won't either. And you will attract people that are validating the things that you tell yourself. So if you feel like you're used to having to prove to someone that you're worthy of being with them, that you really like them, all of these different things, you're going to attract men that kind of demand for you to show up in that respect also. So then to you, it then makes your twisted brain think, oh, well, okay, this is what I'm used to. I think I'm on the right track here. Do you understand what I'm saying? But let's think about neuroscience, right? Your brain craves naturally what it knows, not what's best, what it knows. There's a difference. So if love at any point in your life felt inconsistent, if love felt like it was conditional, if love felt like it was emotionally unsafe to you, your brain actually mistakes that anxiety and those negative feelings for attraction. And this is why you are attracted to chasing the guy that barely texts you back and breadcrumbs you. He only hits you up on social media and you think like, oh, he definitely likes me. I definitely know that there's a connection there because yeah, like he always engages with my posts. All right. If you are used to a guy barely hitting you up, and these men always have a storyline of how they were hurt and all these different things. That's so funny. Good for you, bro. So it's funny how women can experience the same hurts, the same trials and tribulations, but we will relentlessly and almost recklessly love again. But a lot of the times for guys, they got broken up with in the seventh grade and they have yet to recover from that. Okay. And you will pay the price until that man decides to grow up and change his mentality. So if you were in a situation where your love felt conditional, well, if you do this for me, then yes, I'm responding to you in a way that's kind of like rewarding whatever compromising you're doing for me. As long as you do everything I say, then yeah, we're good. We're great. You're making all these sacrifices for this person, but that person isn't doing the same for you. But you're used to that dynamic. And this is very nuanced because not only does this shape you in your, as you develop as an adolescent, right? So it depends on your relationship with your parents. But also I would argue that your first experience at love greatly shapes you. I was actually just talking about this with my producer, how I think for me personally, aside from the fact that I did grow up in a two-parent household, which again, it doesn't preclude you from experiencing certain things because what matters is that specific, you know, dynamic and also whether or not it was healthy. And there are nuances to growing up in a two-parent household as well. But I think when I was younger, my first relationship having a boyfriend, or my second, actually, it was my second relationship. It felt to me like my first because it was more serious, was very good. Like it was, I look back at that experience and to me, it was a very positive experience. Like we both loved each other. There were no games being played. There was no infidelity. I didn't have to deal with that stuff at a very formative time in my life. Unfortunately, a lot of people do not have that story. So they started out dealing with someone playing games in high school, you know, infidelity, lying, cheating, all these like things that you're not equipped to deal with, not only kind of not, you know, at all, but also especially not as a teenager where your raw self, your authentic, like, you know, you're very impressionable on top of that. And then also the emotional unsafety, where you're feeling like you're tiptoeing, you're walking on eggshells, like you're so used to, you're on high alert. You're so used to walking on eggshells in your dynamics. You always try to do the right thing. You feel this like, you know, on edge feeling. That's what you're used to. So what is it to you when you're attracting someone that's confirming and validating those exact feelings? That's all you know. So that's your exact experience. And you think that it's normal. Of course, you don't know any better. But healing does not make dating boring. It makes it intentional. So you're going to stop chasing potential and you're going to start choosing patterns. And let me tell you this, I don't care who hears this and gets upset. In a healthy dynamic, especially if you want a man that's going to be leading you, there has to be a pursuit of you. Anytime you have someone talking out of all sides of their mouth, where it's one step forward, 300 steps back, they're constantly agreeing to this, but then their actions are this, they're questioning something that they just said last week when it seemed like we were on the same page, but like there's this roller coaster of emotions going on where it's like one second it's this, the next second it's that. You just can't seem to really keep up with this person's story, but you're just trying to hold on to hoping that you're on the same path. Don't fall for the men that want to talk about, oh yeah, I'm not going to be chasing this, I'm not going to be chasing that. Cancel that word out, chase. Think about pursuing. You should be pursuing the woman that you are interested in if you are someone that wants to be in a leadership position. You want to be the head of the household. And that's not to talk about any sort of toxic dynamic here, okay? Relax. I'm saying in general, like to be that safety for a woman in a relationship, being okay with making, you know, decisions and coming together and all the things. You understand what I'm saying? You're gonna have to pursue that person in order to fulfill that role. You do understand that, right? Okay. So the second you realize that a guy is not doing that, men always go after what it is that they want. Once they realize you're going to meet them in the middle to do it and make their lives a lot easier, then why should they do anything anymore when they know that you're going to do it? Good question, right? If you're going to be the one always covering for them and meeting them in the middle so they barely have to do any work, then why should they continue to pursue anything with you when they know you're going to make up for everything? You're going to make an excuse. Guys love dummies. They really, really do. If they know that you're the perfect victim to make an excuse for their behavior, they can get away with anything that they want to. They can talk their way out of ghosting you for 3 days and coming back around and barely dealing with a consequence after. They can chalk it up to, I was just overthinking those past couple of days. I just needed time to myself. You know, work got really complicated. You know, my boss really just, you know, he was really upsetting me. And so I'm thinking, wait, with the same job that you always had, all of a sudden things, the dynamics are changing now that we're together? Now that we're talking, please save it because I don't want to hear it. It doesn't even make any sense. So of course, if you've experienced dynamics like this, yeah, you're going to think that this is no different. And this is the thing that's dangerous. You don't see it happening as it's happening. You don't see how you are making a million compromises, repeating the same mistakes over and over and over again. You don't see it because what you fail to realize is your self-concept has not changed. What you have failed to realize is your desires outweigh reality. So whatever you need to do to get to your goal and to meet the finish line, you will manipulate and bend reality to try and make it meet that goal. But what you fail to realize is once you get to the tippy top, it will all crumble because it was already built on a faulty foundation. So the end goals that you may have, oh yeah, I'm finally going to be this person's girlfriend. It's finally going to work. All right, it might work for a little bit, but we'll see how far it's going to go. And I'm just saying this based off of one reality and the general rule of thumb. If you're the one that's used to doing everything and leading, it's all fun and games as you're climbing to the top to try and get this certain goal. And then once you get that, if you do get that, how do you maintain it? Because now you've reached the top of the goal. You got the guy. You're dating the guy. Okay. You're living with the guy. And now what? Now he's doing the same things. He's not communicative. He's allowing his traumas and his past to shape your current relationship. You're thinking that you were the antidote to all those things because you were so willing to let those things go and ignore those issues. And hopefully if I just love him so much, he'll just forget about all this. I remember thinking like that too. And you know what I was? Young and also dumb. I remember one time I dated this guy and it became very apparent to me that he was just a damaged person. I don't know if you guys remember this. I actually should give it an updated story time on like an exclusive audio episode of the lawyer guy that I was dating when I first started my channel. And I remember thinking like, you know, if I could just show him one myself that I'm a genuine person, that I, you know, do care for him and that there are actually good women out there, then it should definitely change him. It don't matter if you are a good woman. Why do you think that men have the one that got away? You don't see women being like, dang, I really messed that up. I mean, I'm sure it exists, but it's not, it's drastically disproportionate to the amount of men that have the one that got away. Men will go through 100 good women, okay? And still choose the wrong one and then reminisce about all the good women that they have gone through. But women, we tend to be more open to giving things a chance whenever we are presented with it. Usually. Okay. So when you have a situation where a guy is, he's just always Johnny come lately. He could just never really get it together. He's just always missing the bar by a little bit. You have to realize what you are dealing with. There's no way you can love that man out of his own traumas, love that man out of his past experiences and healing from those experiences, and stop being the idiot woman that believes everything he's saying. My ex was crazy. And this is like, this runs rampant, especially in online dating. I loathe online dating. And these men always have a story. Yeah, my ex was crazy. She cheated on me. I did so much for her. She just wasn't grateful. Like, yeah, I'm so sure. But what you fail to realize, boo, is notice how this man is showing up in your life. But because you're so desperate, because that's what you are, you're sitting here blaming the other chick like, oh my gosh, if she just didn't make him like this, he would be just like perfect for me. No, that man has his own flaws on his own. And listen, I'm sure each and every one of us have been hurt at some point or another in relationships. It is not for you to go and put that on another person. Otherwise, don't bother. If you realize you have all these problems, then perhaps you're not fit to be in a relationship. Perhaps you should consider the fact that you're undateable at the moment. You don't step into a relationship trying to heal your traumas. Yes, there will be certain things you will probably that will come to the surface, but you don't knowingly step into a dynamic knowing you are fully not healed from certain aspects of your life that will directly affect how you show up in close proximity to another person romantically. That is called immaturity. And that's also called playing games. But listen, there are certain women out there that they'll hear all these different things. A man will be honest and say, listen, like, you know, I'm just really trying to see where things go. I don't want to put any pressure on things. And all she hears is, you have a chance, you have a chance, you have a chance. Make it work. Make it happen. Show them how good you are. Show them how good you could cook. Show them how you could bust it down and lay it on them. And you think that that's going to, you know, miraculously change his mind. No, all you're doing is bending time. But the joke will be on you. Because inevitably, that person's going to wake up. And by time they mature, and if they ever do, to become the person they want to be, you're not going to align with that person because you've only aligned with the worst version of that man. That is who you aligned with. Ask yourself why that is, why you're aligning with the worst version of a man. It's different when it comes to men and women, because a man usually being in a leadership position, he can elevate a woman to a certain degree. But when the roles are reversed, where you're the one doing the elevating, it doesn't really work out. And I said what I said. If you're the one that's trying to be elevating a man, it's just not going to work out for you. You will always have that job. And then resentment kicks in, because now it's almost like a parent-child sort of guardian dynamic where you're always the one that's making the executive decisions. You know what's best. He's playing like he's a responsible man, you know, depending on what day it is and how he's feeling. And it just becomes a weird dynamic that doesn't end up working out in the long run. But you're used to it because you are choosing the pattern. Well, if no one's ever going to choose me, I'm going to be the one that's going to be pursuing and doing the choosing. Why? Because it makes you feel like you're in control. But the dichotomy of that is you do want someone that's going to be prioritizing you. You do want a healthy relationship, but you have no idea how to get that because you can't even sit with yourself long enough. You're not even that interesting to you, yet you want someone to be invested in you forever. How does that make any sense? Looks like we have a lot of self-reflection to do. When we think even in the Bible, right? Renewing the mind, all right? Romans 12 verses 2, right? We are being transformed by the renewing of our mind. Discernment is spiritual maturity. And I feel like a lot of the times certain people are just too, I know that, to be honest, just new age about things. They think every single thing is a sign. Every single thing is like a sign for them. Like, I don't really believe in that because I don't look at God like a genie, right? Yes, there will be certain things that like naturally aligned where it's like, whoa, this is really a God moment. But I don't live my life being shaped by if I see a leopard backpack, it means that the answer is yes. Like, I don't view my faith from that lens. I let things organically happen and shape shape the experience. But I'm not constantly looking for ways to validate whatever's going on in my head because I don't need to do that. I also am not a controlling person. I'm okay with letting life do what it needs to do. All right. Chemistry without having strong character, good character, is a distraction. So if you don't have discernment, you do not have spiritual maturity. If you have chemistry without character, it is a distraction. You're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm just so attracted to this person. Like, you hear what you want to hear when you're that deeply invested. You see what you want. You are now biased. It's confirmation bias. Oh, notice every time you decide, oh, I really think I want a G-Wagon. All of a sudden you see G-Wagons everywhere. You don't notice that? Does that mean that you'll never get one? Not necessarily, but does every single person that has ever dreamed of having a G-Wagon, do you think they've all gotten it? No. So why is it that when it comes to relationships, we think every single thing that we think is absolutely inevitably going to take shape and happen? Because it's not. It might not go that way. God does not send confusion disguised as connection. He doesn't. There will be, it will be a strong green light. There will be no apprehension. There will be none of the weirdness that comes with the indecisiveness because the peace is the confirmation. But if you don't know what that's like, you will throw and slap the feeling of peace onto anything. Clarity is also alignment. If you're still feeling like, oh man, I don't really know. When I really deeply think about this, like I do know that this, you know, there's going to be some work that needs to be done here, but well, my desires matter more than reality. So, well, it doesn't even matter. So when your self-concept actually aligns with your faith, that's when dating will stop feeling chaotic and it will start feeling purposeful because you will be self-actualized. You know that there are certain things you're not going to bend on. Again, there is a version of yourself that you need to become in order to attract healthier relationships in your life. And you're going to have to say no to a lot of the things you used to say yes to. A lot of the things that you used to think were okay, you're going to have to put your foot down and say no if you truly want different. Otherwise, you're just going to keep on getting different versions. And there's a million different variations of that pattern that feels familiar to you. How do you go about resetting your dating patterns? Well, let's just say you are dating. Before your next date, you want to ask, you know, do I feel calm or do I feel anxious around this person? And be discerning, because I was talking to a friend one time and she did mention she felt calm around the person. I too have felt those emotions, and that doesn't always necessarily mean, okay, that's the person. No, there's multiple factors that make the big picture, if you will. It's not, well, I feel calm with him, so that's definitely a sign that he's the one. No, it's just one variable in the big picture that contributes to what things are. However, if that calmness is being desecrated by actions not aligning, yet you're still feeling calm, then that should also be a sign. Okay, which leads me to my next point. Are their actions consistent? I don't care how calm they're making you feel if their actions are not consistent, all right? Even if you're feeling anxious, but maybe their actions seem like they're consistent to you. Usually the two don't coexist together. Usually if someone's making you feel that anxiousness, it could be one, you are a naturally anxious person and you have a control problem. People with anxiety have the need to want to control situations and outcomes. They go hand in hand. If you are an anxious person, I can tell you that you are also a controlling person, right? I need to know. I need to know what's going on. I need to know when. I need to know how. It's too much. Okay? The more anxious you are, the more in control you want to be. Are their actions consistent? Do they simply say what they say that they're going to do? No excuses. You know, all a man has mainly is his word, especially in the beginning. All right. Is he waiting until dark 30 to text you to plan a date? But you're so desperate. You're like, at least he planned something. And, you know, instead of hitting me up, you know, an hour before, like, how is this man planning a date with you for 6:30 on a Monday? And he's hitting you up at 5:35 the day of, with barely speaking to you in between. And how is that supposed to make you feel? So of course you're thinking, well, let me follow up. That's for some people. If it was me, you're not going to hear from me because I thought the date was canceled. Babe, I have not heard from you. I didn't think we were meeting up still. I didn't know to get ready. You have to respect me as a woman. Do you see how glamorous I am? Please. Did you really think I was going to be ready in just an hour? You wouldn't give me the respect to at least give me way more time in advance to show up at my best? So now I'm rushing to get ready. I'm doing this and oh my God, I'm just so happy to see him. That dopamine. Oh my gosh, he's finally texting me back. Oh my gosh, we are going to see each other. I don't want to blow this because I don't want him to think that I'm not interested and I do want to see him. So I got to show up. I got to hurry up. Now you're on his timeline. But you mean to tell me all day long, this man could not message you and simply give you enough time in advance? That's not only immaturity, but to me, that says a lot about you, that you couldn't even give me enough time in advance to get ready. You couldn't even communicate with me to let me know whether or not this date was still going to be on. You could not let me know earlier on in the day, even if it's in the morning, hey, babe, so excited to see you later. Reservations are for 6:30, you know, dress, you know, casually or something. You couldn't even do that. But here you are thinking, well, at least he still followed up. It was probably a busy day. I really want to see him. Your anxiousness to gain control over the situation, to validate, oh my gosh, like, oh my gosh, is it finally going to happen for me? Is what's leading your decisions and your tolerance, what you tolerate. And the next question to ask yourself is, am I being chosen clearly? But actually, before we do that, let's backtrack even more into, are their actions consistent? When I ask you the question, are their actions consistent? I don't mean even always in a positive way. Are their actions also consistent in a negative way? Where you notice all the time, they're waiting to the last minute to confirm plans. They're waiting until the last minute to remind you they're going to pick you up. They're waiting until the last minute to finally decide to ask you out on a date. Are they consistently breadcrumbing you more than they're actually communicating with you on the phone? You know, I guess text or what have you. Are they consistently inconsistent in general? Those are also signs. So let's not preclude the fact that consistency could mean a lot of different things. And it doesn't even necessarily have to be something positive. Are their actions consistent? And which way is it leaning toward? Is it leaning toward the consistency of what you want in a relationship? You want a guy that's gonna, hey, babe, you know, excited to see you, that type of guy? Or are they consistently the other guy that you're just going to tolerate their behavior? See, the thing is, babe, you think that that's going to change once the feelings start to grow and expand, but they won't. Because when men put you in a certain box, you don't leave that box. You don't. And that's just the truth. Stop thinking that you can change a man and that you can be better than the last girl. And that's what's going to make the difference. That's what's going to set you apart. They have to make those decisions on their own. So when it comes to us raising our standards, we have to be able to do that without building walls. And it is possible because one, when you respect yourself, your self-concept of yourself, you honor your own word all the time, all right? You can't be this way in yourself and completely polar opposite with another person because that shows inconsistency. That shows, okay, you're doing things as a means to an end. Because boundaries, they're not barriers, they are filters. If I simply said, I will not accept this type of behavior, why do I keep on overriding it? If I said, you know what, this man has one more chance to go, and I wouldn't even give him another chance, but I guess for other people, this man has one more chance to not speak to me for an entire week and I won't talk to him anymore. Oh, but no. Another week goes by and all of a sudden you guys' favorite song came on. Now you're texting him. Oh my gosh, this song just came on the radio. Just thought of you. Anyways, hope you're good. And now you're texting him first. He waits 3 hours to even respond to you. Now you're just happy that you're getting a conversation because your brain is not thinking, wait a second, he hasn't spoken to me in a week. Your brain is focused on, oh my gosh, he's responding. I think we're good. He's not mad at me. He still likes me. He's still interested. I have to just win over his affection more. You don't see what you're doing, but this is what you're doing. You are holding up this relationship. That's what you're doing. You're not letting it flow because when you stop, it bothers you that you're actually not hearing from this person. So you always have to try and get in front of it. So the point is, you don't need to be guarded. You need to be grounded. You need to be grounded. That's what needs to happen. Again, when we talk about what a self-concept is, what you believe you deserve, which will directly affect what you tolerate and also what feels normal to you. If it feels normal to you, you're gonna tolerate it. And if you tolerate it, it shows you what you believe you deserve. So when you change how you see yourself, dating stops feeling confusing. We can only meet people as deep as they've met themselves. And that starts with you. If you haven't even met yourself that deeply yet, but oh, you would love to think that you have. You think you're so self-actualized. That's why you keep running into these issues. I just don't understand why this keeps on happening to me. You haven't thought deep enough. You haven't gone deep enough. So you're not behind. You're not broken. Let's consider this. You're becoming more aware. And that right there within itself is power. Okay. So remember, every single thing that's going on right now in your relationship dynamic is directly proportionate to what you feel like you deserve. That is the end of today's episode. If you guys have enjoyed this, please leave a 5-star review. When I release the little shorts, make sure you guys post it and also tag me. I love when you guys tag me in the shorts that I post. Like, it truly means the world to me. And share this with a friend that you know definitely needs to hear this because we do not gatekeep around here. With that being said, I love you and God loves you. And I will talk to you beautiful angels in my next podcast episode. Mwah.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.